Yeah, let's go on in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, it's the same link as yesterday. Okay. So the Gemara says, "My name is Kaisel Bemsa." Affecting Rav Shita. It's possible that it's Bamsa. Where else should it be? Taisa says, "Why is this only Kasha and Lushna Kama? It's the Kasha and Lushna Bad. It's a cat. The Gemara is mashma that it's a Kasha on the Lushna Kama. That Rots is going on the Kaisel. Why isn't it a Kasha regardless?" His answer is, according to the Lishna Basra, that Ratz is going in the Chalukah, then it's as far to say that Mishum Hezek Pi Yesh L'Lisei Binyin HaKaisel V'Lein L'Lev Noisei V'Chalke V'Shul Kach. He's M'chuyiv to Mishatif in the Kaisel as Hezek Riyo. He's not M'chuyiv to give up from his Karka for Hezek Riyo. It's connected to the earlier Taisus. Taisus said before, Taisus had a kasha before. We didn't really go so much into this Taisus. Taisus has a kasha, Lamando, according to the Lishna Basra, according to the Tzad that has a great Ishmael Hezek. So what's Rotsa going on? Rotsa's going on the Chaluk. Taisus asked, if Rotsa's going on the. So why? The main Chiddush of the Mishnah, L'chayr, the main Chiddush of the Mishnah is that Hezek be Ishmael Hezek. That now that they're making a Chaluk, they have to build a Kaisel. So that's the main deal. So why do they have to set up such a complicated case? That there was a chotzer shein b'dei chalukah, but they were rotzer to make a chalukah regardless. Let it talk about a normal case. They had a chotzer that had a k'dei chalukah, and they're making a chalukah because one of the parties wants to make a chalukah, and they have to build a kaisel because it has a kriyish mehezek, and that's the chiddush that has a kriyish mehezek anyway. So why make the backstory so complicated? Taisa says that it's really a gemara later, according to some one gears in the gemara. Taisa says. If there's a special svar that he can say, the one who doesn't want to build the kaisel, there's always one guy who doesn't want to build the kaisel, otherwise we don't need a Mishnah. The guy who doesn't want to build the kaisel, we're calling him Shimon usually, the guy who doesn't want Shimon could say that, okay, I agreed to make a chalukah, and now that we'll make a chalukah, there's going to have to be a kaisel, but I mean, so Taisa says, okay, so Taisa says that there's a chiddush, because I would have said, Shimon, who didn't want to make a chalukah at all, Shimon didn't want to make a chaluk at all. By chotzer she'em l'kadei chalukah. Shimon didn't want to make a chalukah, and Shimon doesn't have to make a chalukah. So Shimon agreed to make a chalukah. But maybe Shimon could tie it. I agreed to make a chalukah, but not the kaisel. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. It's a very important chiddush actually, just to pshat in the Mishnah. Maybe it'll mean again later on after Sukkot when we talk about the chiddush of Lefichach. Lefi that chiddush comes out. We're used to thinking, again, within the world of Lishna Basra, which is the way that we pass him, Hezek Yishmei Hezek. So we're used to thinking the main chiddush of the Mishnah is that Hezek Yishmei Hezek. That's what the Mishnah is telling me, that Hezek Yishmei Hezek. And that's what the Lefichach is going on, because Hezek Yishmei Hezek, and therefore they have to build a wall, and Lefichach imnofel hakaisel v'amokim, imnofel hakaisel v'amokim v'avonim shel shneim. The chiddush is that they have to build a wall, and the Lefichach is going on the fact that they have to build a wall, and the fact that Hezek Yishmei Hezek. Taisa points out it's a gears in the Gemara. That's not the main. That's not the only chiddush of the Mishnah. It's not the only chiddush of the Mishnah, and maybe it's not even the chiddush at all. Maybe it's another poshut that has a kriyish mehezek. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that even in the chotzer she'eba kadei chalukah, where you need Shimon to agree to make the chalukah. So I might have thought since Shimon has to agree to make the chalukah, maybe he didn't agree to make a chalukah b'kaisel. So the chiddush is that even in the chotzer she'eba kadei chalukah, Was Shimon reluctantly agreed to make a chalukah? When you agree to make a chalukah, you're agreeing to make a chalukah b'kaisel. And therefore, nafal ha'kaisel ha'mokam b'avonim shel shneim. So this Taisa L'chor is a hemshech of that. Taisa is saying that even now that it says that Shimon agreed to make a kaisel, but maybe he didn't make a... Maybe when Shimon agreed to be chaluk the chotzer, so we take that to be an agreement to make a chotzer, when Shimon agreed to be chaluk the chotzer. So the Mishnah now tells me, the Mishnah already told me a chiddush, but they have to have a kaisel. I might have thought they don't have to have a kaisel at all. Shimon didn't agree to a kaisel. So the Mishnah told me that Shimon, that no, Shimon agreed, one Shimon agrees to make a chalukah, he's agreeing to make a kaisel. But maybe he's agreeing to make a kaisel, but not on his own property. So Kamash Malan, that he's agreeing to make a, when he agrees to be chayil the chatzir, he's agreeing to make a kaisel on his own property too. And that's a chiddush. But according to the Lishna Basra, Shimon is agreeing to make the wall. He's not just agreeing to be chayil the chatzir, he's agreeing to make the wall. That's the haskama, to make a wall. It's a chatzir sheish b'kadei chalukah. That's not the nekudah. He's agreeing to make a wall. So isn't it a dovah pashut that if Shimon agrees to make a wall, that he's agreeing to make a wall on both of their property? So that's why it's a kasha dafka on this lashon. Anyway, so what is the Gemara answer? So the Gemara says, "Ma'ad teima, what's your amalei? Ki satzoy loch be'avira, betash mishoshle satzoy loch kamash mula." I was misratze in the avir, but I wasn't misratze in the tashmish. Kamash mula. In other words, when I agreed to make a wall, I was misratze to give up in the avir, but I wasn't misratze to give up in the tashmish. So what do those words mean? So Rashi doesn't help us. A little bit sussle. Rashi doesn't help us. Rabbeinu Gershon says that what it means is that when I agreed to build a wall, I agreed that it'll block my avir. Because a wall blocks my avir. Like you have many gemaras later on, you have a chaloy and somebody wants to build a wall right next to your chaloy. So the gemara says it blocks your oira. So Rabbeinu Gershon is here also. Reuben's going to build a wall. Shimon doesn't have as much light now. He doesn't have as much air. So he agreed to that. But he didn't agree to give up from his tashmish. He didn't agree to give up from the mokum achotzer, to give up space. That he didn't necessarily agree to. So kamash melon up. When you agree to build a wall, you agree to that. You agree to that too. So the pshut lechare, it says in Rabbeinu Gershom Achidush that you need his agreement to be memayit on the avi. Pshut, it sounds like the Gemara is saying that Shimon has a Shimon, what's Shimon's time? Shimon saying, I agreed that there'll be a wall. Even though, and what was the content of my agreement? It's going to block my avir. You needed me to agree because you're blocking my avir. But all right, that much I agreed. I agreed that you're allowed to block my avir. But I didn't agree that you're allowed to take up my space. That's what it sounds like. In which case, it says in this Gemara Chiddush Din that without Shimon's haskama, Reuben does not have a right. Again, the man has a gilash has. That without Shimon's haskama, Reuven does not have a right to block Shimon's avir by building a wall on the boundary. That's what it sounds like. Where do we saw such a thing? Maybe such a svar. At the time we flagged this gemara, we saw in another region such a svar, or at least such a mashmoyz in the Rimigash. The Rimigash. The beginning of the Gemara. The Rimigash said. The Midrash said that if Hezek Re'il Shmei Hezek, time of Rotsu, although Rotsu stayed in this place, Beinayim, Ele Echen Hemu Bulat Shoese, Chaver Ma'akev Olav, Alma Hezek Re'il Shmei Hezek. He's paraphrasing the Lusna Chama. But the lesson that he uses is that if it's Loi Rotsu, they did not agree to build a Kaisel, only one of them wants to build a Kaisel, Chaveyori Ma'akev Olav. If Reuben wants to build a kaisel and Shimon didn't agree, then Shimon can stop Reuben from building a kaisel. So as I pointed out at the time, that's a very big chiddush. Where does it say that? The poshup shot in the Gemara is that if Hezek re'a lav shmei Hezek, Reuben can't force Shimon to chip in. But if Hezek re'a shmei Hezek, so you need Shimon's agreement to chip in. If Hezek re'a shmei Hezek, Reuben can force Shimon to be meshatif. If Hezek re'a lav shmei Hezek, Reuben can do whatever he wants. He can build a kaisel Reuben can build a kaisel. Nobody can stop him. But Reuben can't force Shimon to participate. So that's why you need the rotsu. That's why you need rotsu. But the Rimigash says l'chayim more than that. The Rimigash says that if Hezek yilash me Hezek, then if Shimon doesn't agree to build a wall, he can stop Reuben from building a wall. How can why? What right does Shimon have to stop Reuben from building a wall? L'chaira, you see the same thing that Pshut you see in Rebbeinu Gershon, that there's a tain of Avira. That Reuben's building a wall is Mamayatin Shimon's Avira. And Shimon is the right to say, I don't want you to be Mamayatin my Avira. That's part of why you need Shimon's Haskama. That's what it says in Rebbeinu Gershon, L'chaira. So L'chaira, that's what it says in Rebbeinu Gershon also. That's, and that now Shimon is coming with a tain and he's saying, okay, I agree that you can be Mamayatin my Avira. But I didn't agree that you can be Mamayatin my Chotzer. There's a problem, which one of the Talmidim pointed out when we did the Rimagash, but it's a problem now in the Rebbeinu Gershom as well. Because the Gemara says later on Daf Zayin, that when you have Achim Shecholku, saying Eilem Chaloinis El Zeh. So the Poshup Shat Eilem Chaloinis, it might mean other things too. We had a Machlekes Yishoinim that it might mean something else in addition, but it's clear in the Gemara that at the very minimum what it means is that if one of them has a chaloin and the other one wants to build a wall connected to chaloin, the Baal HaChaloin cannot stop it. Because that's part of the Achim Shecholku. That when they have no chazoka zelze, they have no pre-existing rights zelze. And if one of them has a chaloin but the other one wants to build a wall, the guy who wants to build a wall can build a wall. And the guy who has the chaloin can't say, no, I'm a muchzik here in the chaloin, you're blocking my view. He doesn't have any right to a view. If you have a chaloin and you had it for a long time, maybe you have a chazok in the chaloin and nobody can block it. But there's such a muchzik in Rishonim. But here we're talking about Achim Shecholku, so it's a blank slate. In a blank slate, when you get the chaloin, you don't get it right, then nobody should block your chaloin. So therefore, the other guy can build a wall, can I get his chaloin? And the way it has even a story that there was one guy got a mansion and the other guy got the courtyard, and the guy who got the courtyard built a wall right next to the chaloin. And the Gemara says, Shaila, if the Baal HaChaloin can be ma'akev or not, then the Gemara says that the one who says you can't be ma'akev, that's like he holds that Ha'achim Shecholku Eilem Chaloin is Zelze. We had a machlokes Yishonim if maybe there's an additional meaning that Eilem Chaloin is Zelze also means that the fellow who got the guy who got not the chaloin, he can't tell the Baal HaChaloin, if the Baal HaChaloin is looking over his chotzer, he can't tell the Baal HaChaloin, block up your chaloin. You're being massive me with hezekiah. That was Machlokes the Rosh and the right. But it's Mavur in the Gemara that, you know, whether that's an additional pshat here or not, but it's certainly Mavur in the Gemara, this din, that the Baal HaChaloin cannot stop people from building a wall connected to his chaloin. He can't stop the Shochen, the other Ach Shecholku, Shecholakimai, he can't stop him from building a wall even though it's going to block his chaloin. Even though, again, a person who has a chaloin of long standing, maybe he could stop a shechainim from building walls because he became a muchzik in the chaloin to have here. But when you start with Achim Shecholku, when you start with the chaluka, you don't have such a right. So chaloin is the same thing. If I don't have, if you could build the, if by Achim Shecholku, this is the case of Achim Shecholku, I mean, Shutfin Shecholku, same thing. What's the difference? Achim Shecholku or Shutfin Shecholku? So by Achim Shecholku, it says that if one guy got a chaloin, he can't tell some, the other guy can come and build a wall connected to his chaloin. So that the other guy could build a wall connected one side of the chotzer. So how does what's Rebbeinu Gershom going to do with that? It says here in Rebbeinu Gershom, the Chaim says in Rebbeinu Gershom also, that there's a special kind of avira that Shimon can say, I don't want you to block my avira. What do you mean I don't want you to block me? The Baal HaChaloin doesn't want him to block his chaloin either. It doesn't matter. It's shut from Shecholku, it's a blank slate. You don't get any such chazokas. He wants to build a wall. Even though the wall is going to smack up against his chaloin, he could build a wall. Because that's the Nevachim Shecholku. So this is L'chor should be the same thing. So why can't the guy? This is good. I said in the past when we were learning the Rimagash, L'chor, this is a great big chaloin. Again, if it's a Chavachomer, if I could block your chaloin, now the house is going to be mamish dark, and I have right to do that. So here, from three sides, it's open. So on one side, I'm building a wall. So where is this new Taina of Avir? Maybe some welcome to Mechalik and Metzias. Not so clear to me. Maybe we can say like this, about a Shimon. Shimon cannot stop Reuven from building a wall. He doesn't have a taina of Avira. Even if you're Rebbeinu Gershom. Maybe Rebbeinu Gershom didn't mean to say that Shimon is a taina in din that he can stop Reuven from blocking his Avira. There's no such thing. Achim Shecholku. It's not Vayin Yofa, and they can build a wall. But it means like this. Here, Shimon's not just letting Reuven build a wall. Shimon is participating. He's spending money to build a wall. So Shimon could say, you know, I wasn't happy about this wall altogether. It blocks my eye. I couldn't stop you. but I wasn't going to help you do it. I wasn't going to chip in the money to have you build a wall that blocks my view. But you convinced me with your persuasive talk that I should be misratzeh to chip in to help build a wall even though it blocks my avir. Okay, so I chipped in to build a wall even though it blocks my avir, but not my tashmish. What Shimon is saying, I made a concession. The concession is not that I let you block my avir. That maybe Reuven doesn't need permission. The concession was that I let you convince me to pay to block my avir. That's pretty good. Reuven, not only is he blocking Shimon's avir, but he got Shimon to pay for it. It's like Trump with the wall. So you get Mexico to pay for it. So this guy really did. He got Shimon to pay for the wall. So he could say, fine, you got me to pay for the wall, even though it really blocks my avir. I wasn't so interested. But to pay for the tashmish, ad kadekach. So that's the kamash mulon. No, one Shimon agrees, so the agreement includes everything. I say Rabbeinu Yonah says different pshat. Rabbeinu Yonah brings this pshat. He brings the pshat. He Taka understands that would imply that if Avira means to view, that would imply that Shimon could really stop him from building a wall. And he says he doesn't think it's true. He doesn't think Shimon could stop Reuven from building a wall. Okay, I'm trying to get out of that in Rabbeinu Gershon. Can't stop him, but he doesn't have to pay for it. But Rabbeinu Yonah apparently understood that the fear of Rabbeinu, he doesn't go to Rabbeinu Gershon by name. And we don't know for a fact that Rabbeinu Gershon even knows this parish. But Rabbeinu Yonah brings that maybe Avira means the view, and he said, but that would imply that Shimon really has a taina on Reuven building a wall and blocking his view. And Rabbeinu Yonah says, I don't think that's true. Rabbeinu Yonah says further, not only by Achim Shecholka, Rabbeinu Yonah says he doesn't think it's true from my regular Shechinim. He says, if we're Shechinim and you want to build a wall on the edge of the property between me and you, even if Hezek or Yelashme Hezek, Rabbeinu Yonah says, I don't think that one Shochan has the right to stop the other Shochan from building a wall. He doesn't think there's such a tiny of Aviril. It's not like a Chaloyim where you're making the house dark. I'm making the house dark. I'm building a wall between my property and yours. The sky is open, but it's not getting dark. So Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't think there's such a tiny of Avir at all. Rabbeinu Yonah says he thinks that Avir means something else entirely. He says that Avira means that I was mitzratzed to build up. In other words, I was mitzratzed to ship in the bricks. That's called Avira. Avira means vertical. I was mitzratzed to pay for the vertical part. I'm going to contribute to the vertical, to the wall. But I wasn't mitzratzed to the horizontal that I should give up my karka. So kamash mulon, no, it's a package deal. You're mitzratzed to everything. What about Rashi? So we saw Rabbeinu Gershon and Rabbeinu Yonah. What about Rashi? So Rashi's got some nice over here. Ma'ad etayim ha'omalei ki k'shinesetzeisi loch. V'mechitza daka nesetzeisi. I was misratza for a thin mechitza. Ulumuti be'avira, which is going to block my avir. Chari means the like Rabbeinu Gershon, the view. Ki goin shal nesorim shi daka. V'hezekri eimba, and that takes care of the hezekriya. Or, you want to make a bigger wall, put it into your property, except for the little bit of the Nesarim Dakin with. But to make a thick wall that's also going to be my Tashmish more than Nesarim Dakin, Leinus, I say to that I wasn't Misratz. So, what does it say in Rashi? Rashi is a very complicated pshat. He doesn't want to say, I wasn't misratzeh to give up any property at all. I agree to build a wall, I agree to give up some property. But the agreement to give up property was the amount of property that would be necessary for a very thin wall. A thin wall is Nesarim Dakin. I wasn't misratzeh to give up from my karka, from my property, more than the area of a thin wall. That's the Salgadaitach. So, also, when a person is misrasa to build a kaisel, so how much kaisel do they have to build? How much does he have to pay for? How much kaisel does he have to pay for? Shim was misrasa to build a kaisel. How much kaisel does he have to pay for? So it says in the Mishnah, Hakol Kaminigam Medina, Vil, Gozos, Kisim, Uleinim. That's Mufush in the Mishnah. So Shimon's Haskama to build a wall was not to build a wall of Nesarim Dakin. Shimon's Haskama to build a wall was to build a wall of Vilna Gozos. It's a Medina of Vilna Gozos. So, and that's for sure. That says Mufush in the Mishnah. that the, I don't need them support. That's his beferish. Gvil gozus. It says gzenos and gimel. It says that he has to give avonim a gimel tefachim. But there's a salkadaituch, but doesn't have to be the answer. Why doesn't have to be the answer? So Rashi says because he could say, I was misratzit for a wall of nesorim dakim. I wasn't misratzit for a wall of gvil gozus. I mean, Lodoshuk, if you're not misratzit for a wall of gvil gozus, then why do you have to pay for a wall of gvil gozus? So why does the Mishnah say you have to pay for a wall of gvil gozus? And if it says in the Mishnah you have to pay for a wall of Vilna Gozes, that means you are masking to build a wall of Vilna Gozes. So why doesn't that have to be on your property? And so Rabbi Gershon would probably say, because I wasn't Mitzrayim to be on my property at all. Rashi did not need to say that. Rashi says, no, I wasn't Mitzrayim to be on my property. But I was Mitzrayim to be on my property a wall of Nesorim Dakim. What kind of compromise is that? Like, what were you envisioning? If you were envisioning a wall of Vilna Gozes, then it's three tefachim on your property. And if you're envisioning a wall of Nesorim Dakim, so why do you have to pay for a wall of... So why does it say in the Mishnah you have to pay for a wall of Vilna Gozes? What does it say in this Rashi? It says in this Rashi that if it had not said in the Mishnah, "Bainim Sakaisil Bamsa," if it would not have said that line, "Bainim Sakaisil Bamsa," so I would have said, when Shimon agreed to build a wall, he has to pay for all of Vilna Gozes. That's Mefurish in the Mishnah regardless. It says Mefurish, you have to pay for all of Vilna Gozes because you agreed to build a wall, and a wall is Kamina Gamadina. So you have to build a wall, you have to pay for all of Vilna Gozes. But how much of your property do you have to devote? There, I would have thought maybe Shimon could say, I agreed to give up my property for a wall of Nesorim Dakim. I didn't give up for my property for a wall of Vilna Gozes. What is that? But you know it's going to be a wall of Vilna Gozes. Obviously, you agreed, because you agreed to pay for a wall of Vilna Gozes. So obviously, you knew it's going to be a wall of Vilna Gozes. So, as far as this, I agreed to pay for a wall of Vilna Gozes. But what I agreed should be on my property is only a wall of Nesorim Dakim. What kind of shor is that? Mechatesa. I hear of Benegeshem is logically consistent. Maybe he could say, I agreed to pay for the wall, but not on my property. But Rashi doesn't want to make such a division. No, agreeing to build a wall is agreeing to build a wall on your property. But you're agreeing to build a wall on your property, but a thin wall on your property. You want to make Vilna Gozes? Okay, I'll pay for it, but on your property. That's a very complicated askama. Like, where's that coming from?
Oh, really, from his point of view, he just wanted to build a wall. The din is that he has to do a big deal because it's fine. He's willing to pay the money for it. But because the other guy is really the one that wants the wall, so maybe.
So then don't give up your property at all. They say you have to give up any of your property. That at least is consistent. That I understand.
Because the other option would be that he has to get rid of his agreement and put it, let's say, on his. Even if the other option was to do it like in his own.
So you're touching on some of the things. We need to say it clearly. We need to say it clearly. Like there's some kind of complicated askam over here that yes, he is agreeing that there's going to be a wall on his property, but only the minimum wall that takes off Hezekiah. He has to pay for the Vilna Gozes. Okay, because there's an agreement to pay for a wall for Vilna Gozes, but not on your property. Like where is this? It's like very jury rigged. That's such a complicated. Like so I'll tell you what I think is good. Let's start with a different question, the basic question. According to the Lishna Kama, Hezekiah Lashmi, Hezek and so on. So the only reason why Shimon has to pay for the wall is because he agreed to pay for the wall. If Shimon didn't agree to pay for the wall, then he could say, I don't want a wall, no wall. He doesn't have to pay for anything. The only reason why Shimon has to pay for the wall is because Shimon was masking and he made a kinyan to pay for the wall. Why does he have to pay for, why does he have to build a wall in Minigam Medina? Where did that come from? Meila, if there was no agreement, it's just Chazal said you have to build a wall because Hezek Rishmei Hezek. So then this first, why does that be big Vilna Gozes? It has to be Chalukah Shel Kayoma, the Ramban said, or maybe there's a taina that since you're building a wall anyway, the Tevei can say, I don't want to make him a Mois the Amporis. But we're going to the Mount of Hezek, Yulashmi Hezek, Shimon is not Mechuyev a priori to build anything. So the only thing that's binding Shimon to build a wall is because Shimon was masking to build a wall. So why don't I say, fine, Shimon was masking to build a wall, Mechatesi was masking to build a wall, Kimin Gamadin. Like, a wall is a wall. What's the minimum wall? Rashi Nesorim Dakim. So, Nesorim Dakim, I understand. Shimon was masking to a wall of Nesorim Dakim. He made a kinyan, signed on the dotted line, building a wall. Where does it say that it has to be Kimina Gamadin? So, Poshav Shat, that Craig says this way for the Dover Poshav, is because we assume that when a person in a Medina the given Medina agrees to build a wall, he has in mind the walls that they built in that Medina. So that's his kavana. Stoma kipayush, that a guy who lives in Ohio, when he says he's going to build a wall, he means Ohioan kind of walls. We already had a deacon Rashi. The Rashi holds not the way, because Rashi at the top of the Amud said that in the second line, time of the Rosh Lubnei Kaisel, the Midash Neim, who the Chivim Chachomim sheyivnu ben Shneim. So Rashi threw in the Pesach Chivim Chachomim. When they're Mitzratzit to build a wall, so Chivim Chachomim sheyivnu ben Shneim. So we asked at the time, where's this Chivim Chachomim? Where did Chivim Chachomim come in? What element of here is Chivim Chachomim? They were Mitzratzit to build a wall. They made a kinyan to build a wall. Rashi the Kamen Parach, Nehedribu. So it means that we're going with the Gemara Daf Gimel. They made a kinyan to build a wall. So how did the Chachamim come in over here? Like where are the Chachamim injecting themselves? So I think the emes of Shatan, these two Rashi's, I think complement each other. When a person agrees to build a wall, he's not agreeing to build the Lazus. The Ritzi is to build a wall b'nesarim dakim. At least at this point in the Salkadaitach. Anyway, that's for sure in the Salkadaitach. What I agreed to was to build a wall. The wall means Nisarim Dak. Chachamim, though, say that when you agree to build a wall, you have to build the Gosses. Ben Shnei. We'll see in a minute why, but that's the Haskalah's door. I think the two Rashi's are Mashal. It says in our Rashi, this Rashi we're reading now, that when you agree to build a wall, at least at this stage in the world, what you're agreeing to is Nisarim Dakim. Because that's a wall. Even in Ohio, that's a wall. Nisarim Dakim. So why do you have to build Gilgul Gazos? Because Chivim Chachamim. So Shem could say, I agree to build a wall. Okay, I have to pitch into Gilgul Gazos because Chivim Chachamim. Chachamim said I have to build Gilgul Gazos. But what I was mitzvahed for a wall is Nisarim Dakim. So I have no choice. I have to pay for Gilgul Gazos because Chachamim were Mechayim and you pay for a wall of Gilgul Gazos. But to give up Karka, I wasn't asking to give up karka, and maybe in that there's no chivim chachamim either. So I'll give up karka for Nisarim Dakim because I was asking to build a wall, and that's a wall. I'll pay for giving the gozes because chivim chachamim, but why should I give up my karka? Yeah, but of course, so now we've exchanged one problem for another problem. Why do Chacham say you have to build Gevil Begozos? If we're saying that you were never masking to Gevil Begozos, not like the Begveger, that we assume that your das was for Gevil Begozos. Your das was under Sarim Dakim. So why Taka did the Chacham get involved in our Mechayev Gevil Begozos? Like, what's the logic of that? If Shimon hadn't been masking to anything, Chacham would have left well enough alone. Now all of a sudden, Shimon was masking to Nesarim Dakim, and Chacham say, what did Chacham do over it? They say, well, you're masking to Nesarim Dakim, now you have to build Gevil Begozos. I think the answer is that when a person is masking to build a wall, Rashi holds that the haskam is not just to build a wall. The haskam is to be misalik hezek riyah. Even hezek riyah lashmei hezek. If Shimon was not masking, we could ignore the hezek riyah. But now when Shimon agrees to build a wall, part of the haskam in the kinyan is that he's going to build a wall, is that he's going to be misalik the hezek riyah. So now Shimon is now committed basically to two things. He's committed to build a wall. That commitment is certainly, that's still true. He committed to build a wall. But he also committed to misalik hezek riyah. To build a wall could be nisarim dakim. But that's not the entirety of his commitment. His commitment is also to be misalik the hezek riyah. And to be misalik the hezek riyah already, Chazal said that to be misalik hezek riyah, Chazal were kaveya. That if a person agreed to misalik hezek riyah, what does it mean to misalik hezek riyah? Kamina Medina. I think it's easy like the Derech, the Ramban, and the Rashba. Because if you don't make it Kamina Medina, then you're not really being misalik the hezek riyah. Because tomorrow there'll be again hezek riyah. So every few months, it's going to be again Hesed Kriya. You agree to be Misalik Hesed Kriya. Once you agree to Misalik Hesed Kriya, so now Chacham come along and say, Siluk Hesed Kriya requires Gvul Vagozos. But it's basically two different Haskamas. There's a Haskamah to Misalik Hesed Kriya, number one. And that's Mechayev, and once you agree to Misalik Hesed Kriya, so now it's up to Chacham to determine what's called a satisfactory Siluk of Hesed Kriya. You know, how permanent does it have to be? So that's totally the Minhag HaMinyan. What do they consider to be in this Medina Shel Kayama, that it's a real Siluk of Hesed Kriya? You said you're going to use Halak Hesed Kriya, so that's what you have to do. But then, in addition, there's also Eschayavis. Let me finish the whole thing. But in addition, there's also Eschayavis to build a wall. But a wall is a Sarim Dakin. So he agrees to that too. He agrees to build a Sarim Dakin. So Melech Shimon has said like this: I have to build Gvil Begozos because Chivum Chachom. I agree to be Halak Hesed Kriya. Chivum Chachom. I have to build Gvil Begozos. But that's nothing to do with my property. I agree to be Misalik Hesed Kriya. That could be on your property. But then it's different to something else. I also agreed to pitch in the wall. So pitching in means not only paying for the wall, pitching in means giving my property too. But to give in my property, that the requirement to give up for my karka, for my tashmish, that comes from my agreement to build a wall, not from my agreement to be Misalik Hesed Kriya. And my agreement to build a wall has only been a Sarim Dak. So Melech Karka only have to give up Dovah Mu'ud for the Sarim Dak. It's a big chidushin. But I think this sheds light on a few things. First of all, we saw Rashi says in the Lashon Kama, L'kamen parech nehedribul. So yesterday I was medayik. Smash and Rashi. Rashi could have just said l'kama parach nehedribu u'mishami shikonu miyoder. Like, why does Rashi leaving me in suspense? Chora, the pashtus is that Rashi holds that it's not just the shikonu miyoder that applies to the lishna kama. It's the whole sugya later in Dav Gimel. The Gemara said shikonu miyoder, and then the Gemara asked, so what? It's a kinyan dvarim, and the Gemara answers shikonu miyoder beruchos, and Rashi says kishalach zeh hechzik b'tei shloi v'zehechzik zeh b'tei shloi. So Rashi, that whole sugya Rashi holds not only for the Lishna Basis, but for the Lishna Kama too. So that's why Rashi said, that's why Rashi doesn't want to give me the whole sugya later on. So he says, L'kama parach, later on there's going to be a whole sugya of what's exactly the nature of the kinyan. But if that's the case, then it says in Rashi, that how do you make a kinyan to build a kaisel? What's the kinyan that they made to build a kaisel? That they were kind of beruches. That's the kinyan. Oh, for the Lishna Kama, and the Gemara has it in the Lishna Basra. That's how you make a kinyan to make a chalukah. But it's Mashman Rashi that's the kinyan to build a kaisel too. The Chayetz Apel, what does that do with building a kaisel? We're agreeing to build a kaisel. So what does that have to do with being Machzik Beruches? Being Machzik Beruches, I'll take the north side, you'll take the south side. What does that have to do with the, why is that a kinyan to build a kaisel? Taisus Taka said not the way. Taisus says, Lefilu Lishna Kama, the kinyan is that they made a kinyan sudr, and they were Meshabit, their bank accounts, their avonim, their wherewithal, they were mishabed to the building of the wall. But Rashi's mashma not the way. Rashi's mashma that the kinyan to build the wall, the ritzui, the shutfin she rotzu lasis mechitza, the ritzui to build the wall. How do you make it good? By making a kinyan. And what's the kinyan? Beruches. This one takes this side and this one takes that side. What in the world does it have to do with building a wall? Why is that a kinyan and building a wall? The kinyan is not just to build a wall. The building the wall is part of it, but that would be Nesorim Dakim. The wall over here is for a purpose. The wall over here is to be Misalik Hesed Kriya, and part of the kinyan is that he's being mishtabit to be Misalik Hesed Kriya. When they're kinyan beruches, that means they're making a kinyan. Each one is making a kinyan in their chotzer, that they should have a right to be mishtamish in that chotzer without being shtered with Hesed Kriya. That's a kinyan in the chotzer. That's not a kinyan in the chotzer. If I sell you the right to plant an ilon near my bar, I could sell you such a right. But how would you be machzik in it? By planting an ilon in your sudr. Or maybe you don't even have to. We can make a kinyan sudr. But what would be the kinyan sudr be? That I'm giving you a right in your sudr to plant an ilon, even though it's near my bar. It's a kinyan in your sada. You could plant an ilan in your sada, even though it shares my bar. She said, "Derech zeh, I'm giving you a right in your chatzah. You should mishtamish in your chatzah without being shtayed with Ezekiel." In the fine tuning, this belongs more to Leachbar. Yesh lodin of what exactly are you being claiming the chatzah when I give you a right to be mishtamish in your chatzah and I won't stare you with Ezekiel. Am I giving a right in your chotzer that you should be able to be mishtamish in your chotzer, you know, hezek ri'ah free? But maybe what I'm really giving you technically is a right in my chotzer that you should be able to stop me from being mishtamish in my chotzer in a way that will bother you. So really, when Reuben gives Shimon, or when Shimon gives whatever it is, when party A gives party B, he says, go be kaine in your chotzer, kaine bruchos, go make a kinyan. And the kinyan will give you a right that I won't be masigu behezekuya. So maybe it's like I'm giving you a kinyan in your soda, that you have like a right in your soda not to be shtered with hezekuya, even though really hezekuya shmei lashmei hezek. Or maybe really deep down it's more like a kinyan in my chutz. Okay, but I don't know if that's so terrible, but the maisa kinyan is still that you go and you're mishtamish, you make a kinyan. The maisa kinyan is probably in your chutz. But maybe it's mamish, maybe in deep down in the lumbus it's also like a kinyan in your chutz. Or maybe it's like now your chotzer gets a penumbra of rights in the neighboring chotzer as well. Like your right in your chotzer spills over. So it's like, you get a right in your chotzer that spills over into my chotzer that I can't share your stamshas. But the ma'aseh kinyan you do in your chotzer. Kach, that much of fine tuning, maybe that's more le'achmed. But a kapanim, this nekuda I think is mamish mechuvah in Rashi. It'll hurt. The kinyan here is not just to build a kaisel. It comes with the chiyuv to build a kaisel too. Because the kaisel serves the purpose of taking off the hezekri. But the main kinyan is the right that he gets in the chotzer, not to be nizik with hezekri, huh? And that goes with the kinyan beruchas. And then again, and then it goes further. The Gemara says at the bottom of the Omid. Yeah, we'll revisit it when we get to the bottom of the Omid. I hope before the end of tomorrow. But the Gemara said the end of the Gemara. Gemara is a kashan the Lishna Kama from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Kaisel Ashutvin Shenofal, so Kaifen Aisel of Noisi Adalad Amis. So the Gemara says, why does he have to rebuild the wall? Hezek Riel Ashme Hezek. So the Gemara says, Nofal Shine. So there's different sheets in Rishonim. What's this word of Nofal Shine? Well, what does that do? Nofal Shine. So in Rashi it says, Nofal Shiny. Rashi is a strange word. Because the Rishonim ask, what do you mean? He agreed to build a wall. He agreed to build Hezek Yilashma Hezek. Elamai, you agreed to build a wall. Fine, you agreed to build a wall. Now the wall fell down. Like Mechatesi, you have to build another wall. So Tais says of Shah that Kvarhugulu to do it Tashmishim of Atznea. Rabbeinu Yoinah says of Shah that when they agreed to build a wall, since the purpose of the wall was to take off Hezek Riyah, Again, you see that idea. The purpose of the wall is to take off Hezekiah. So we understand that they were mischayev not just to build one wall. They were mischayev to build many walls. As many walls as is needed. A series of walls. But even Lefizeh, even Lefir Ben Yainot, two people agree to build a wall, and now we're interpreting it not just one wall, maybe a whole bunch of walls. But it's only those two people who made the mischayevs. If they're gone, doesn't carry over to the next generation or to the next buyers or something. But Rashi's lashon is nofel shiny. Rashi says, nofel shiny, it's about halfway down, a little more than halfway down. So that Rashi, shekvai nisratzu harishonim b'kaisel. Who's rishonim? What's Rishonim? Achayim? What are you talking about? Apparently, Rashi learned that Kaisel, that when the Mishnah says Kaisel, what's the lashon of the Mishnah? Kaisel chotzer shenofa. Rashi, this Kaisel Chatzah Shenofel doesn't mean that these two people built the Kaisel at all. This could be a Kaisel that was here for a long time ago. But you have a Kaisel between the Kaisel Chatzah Shenofel. The people who live in the Chatzah have to build the two people who live in the adjoining Chatzeres. They can be kaif each other to rebuild it. So Rashi was bothered. Where'd that come from? They were never mischayev anything to each other. Rishonim were mischayev. What does that have to do with these two people? The answer is Rashi. hey, I'm going to draw it. Mamish Nawi, now it's Mamish Kabbalah. When two people agree to build a Kaisel Beneim, when the Shutfin agreed to build a Kaisel Beneim, what they were making a Kinyan in, they weren't just making a Kinyan that they're Mishayev to build a wall. They're Mishavet, they're Nechosim to build a wall. That would have nothing to do with Deiris Havon. What they're rather doing is they're Kaina Beruches. Each one is Kaina, is Chos and is Chotzer, that it should be able to Mishtamish, and that Chotzer has a Kriya free. Mimela, when he sells his chutzner to the next person down the road, that chutzner comes with that, with whatever he had in the chutzner. When I sell the chutzner, I sell the chutzner with everything the chutzner contains. And this chutzner comes with a special feature that this chutzner, I have a kinyan in this chutzner to be able to be mishtamish with that hezekriya. If I sell it to somebody else, so he gets that too. And likewise the other guy. So Mimela, since the Rishonim built the kaisel and we're kinyan beruchos, a schus, to be mishtamish in the chutzah with the kaisel hezekri free, so it passes along, and anybody else who moves into that chutzah gets that same schus, and they have to rebuild the kaisel. So you see clearly in this Rashi, from the Rashi of Kana Beruchos, and from the Rashi of Chivim Chachamim, and from the Rashi of kaisel sinofel, it's all one shita. The Rashi understands when they make a kinyan to build the kaisel. The main thing is not that they're making a kinyan to build a kaisel. They're making a kinyan not to be masik each other with hezekriya. And that they're kind of that in the chutzah itself. And now chivim chachamim, once since they made such a commitment, so chivim chachamim, that has to be big build the gozus. Because less than that, chachamim say, is not really called the siluk of hezekriya. Because every 6 months you're going to have to redo it. So chivim chachamim, that has to be a wall of build the gozus. That's not what he was mischayef. He was mischayef to misalik hezekriya. But then in but chivim chacham they have to build the gosus. But doesn't say that chacham were mechayev that it has to be on his property. That's already what is it? That's not chacham's business. Chacham will want it to be build the gosus, because if it's not the grill the gosus, it's going to be kseder hezekriya. But why should chacham get mixed up with the dalai lamas? Who's going to with the shishat tvachim rather? Why should chacham get mixed up with who gives the shishat tvachim? That's not our responsibility. So then there's a mokum to say, Shimon has a mokum to say, look, I agree that I won't be masigi with hezekriya. And chivim chacham, now I have to pay for gvil v'gosus. And I also agreed to build a wall. That's also true when I agreed to build, because that's what we said, we're going to build a wall. Rotzel as mechis. I agreed to build a wall. So it's like, that's also here. That's also part of the Heskin. I also agreed to build a wall. I didn't agree to go around blindfolded. I agreed to build a wall. But the agreement to build a wall could have been fulfilled with Nisar and Vakin. Chachamim stepped in and said, no, chivim chacham, that has to be gvil v'gosus. So fine, I'll build gvil v'gosus, chachamim are making me. But how much of my tashmish do I have to give up? Only the amount of the kaisel that I said that I'm going to build a kaisel. A kaisel is nesarim dakin. So the fasal kadaituch that he only has to give up can nesarim dakin. That's the Rashi. So you have to know what's the kamash malon. It sounds very good. So what's talking the kamash malon? The kamash malon is that he does have to give up from his tashmish gimel tvachim. Why? Here we have a choice. We could say maybe the kamash malon is that chivim chachamim in that too. Or I think more likely, I can't say for sure. I think more likely that since they know that chachamim are mechayev and begvil begosus, so maybe his haskama to build a wall, even though the word wall could mean the sarim dakim. But adover you're doing that chachamim are going to chivim chachamim to build begvil begosus. So now that Chivim Chum to build the Gozer, so now I read his Heskim to build the wall, which is also part of the Heskim. I read his Heskim to build the wall as also including the Shleisha Tvach. I think this is, by the way, one more deacon Rashi. If you look at Rashi at the top of Gimel and Aleph, Time of the Rotsu. It's like by the second narrow line. Time of the Rotsu. He's going still in the Madom Hezek, the Lavshme Hezek. This time of the Rotsu is going. That's where it is in the word. So. going on about the Rashi is going on the Lishna Kama, which and that Gimel is the Lashon that's being rejected. But anyway, that's not. I just want to point out Lashon Rashi. Time of the Rosh Shehisnu lechelka bekaisel Shehisnu lechelka bekaisel avonim haloi rotsu in the chayvan eisin elam esipas bal. So Rashi going on the Lashon as if you lash mehesek. It's only because they agree to build a wall. If they don't agree to build a wall, it's the esipas bal. The Lashon Rashi, maybe it's not the biggest deal, but now that we've seen all the other Rashi's, it goes together. The Lashon Rashi is lechelka bevinyan avonim. Because Lavan, what's the word over here? Lechelka. Nothing to do with the chalukah. They agreed to build a wall. The chalukah. I mean, they agreed to make the chalukah. It's a chotzer sheish b'kadei chalukah. The chalukah. They don't have to be maskin. Lefida. If Hezek lash me Hezek, we're talking about a kaisel sheish b'kadei chalukah. The rots is not going in the chalukah. The rots is going and building the wall. So the chalukah they're making anyway. But they agreed to build a wall. No, so they agreed to build a wall. What does that have to do? Why do you call it lechelka b'vinyan Lavan? It's a separate thing. The chalukah is happening anyway. They agreed to build a wall. The answer is, this is not stam a wall that they just agreed to build a wall. This is a wall that they agreed to make in order that they should not be masochists with each other with Hezek Gavriel. It's not like two people agreed to build a wall in the middle of a stam. They agreed to build a wall as part of the chalukah they shouldn't be masochists each other with Hezek Gavriel. That's the nature of the haskama. That's why it's chivim chachomah b'vil v'gozus. If they just agreed to build a wall in the middle of, two people agreed to build a wall stam as a monument to 9/11 or something. So chachomah are going to get mixed up and they're going to say, well, now it has to be v'vil v'gozus. It's because they agreed to make a chalukah with a kaisel avon. To make a chalukah with a kaisel. That the chalukah should be in a ifan that they're not going to be each masik each other with Hezek Gavriel. That's where we have the dinim of the mission that has to be v'vil v'gozus.
What exactly would the shapka
d'tayin
be in the Gemara in Daf Gimel? There should be no, and the Gemara in Daf Gimel, we're saying Rashi understands that it's going within Ma'avi Amar, Lashmei Hezek.
Yeah.
So the Gemara is bothered, Rikanu Ma'ave, Kainz Bar Ba'almadum. Even if the reason they're building the wall is to be Masalik Hezek Gavriel because they want to be Ma'afet or whatever it is because they want to move it,
right.
It's not Kainz Bar, and the Ma'ase, they have a wall in between them that they're agreeing to build.
No, Rashi should toss it because the Rashi also the Haskam the Heskim to build the wall is not just to build the wall. It's that down the line the tenth buyer of the Sodah should also have to, of the Chatzah should also have to build the wall. So it's not just the Heskim to build the wall. It's a Heskim that whoever lives in the Chatzah won't be massacred the other one with Hezek Gavriel. That's a Kenyan Dvar.
The Kenyan would still be if you're Machne and Meshabi the Chatzim to build the wall. Those
so that would be good for that wall, but not for what if the wall falls down. Like in a chenami, if you would just maybe if two people just agree to build a wall, they could make a kinyan to be mishabed then a chosam. But that's not the kinyan of the Mishnah. Haraya, the kinyan of the Mishnah is even if the wall falls down, and even if it falls down and they're not even the owners anymore. So that's a whole different kinyan. So where does that come from? That's a kinyan dvar. I mean, in a way, it's even worse than a kinyan dvar. All right, the lashon kinyan dvar is in the Gemara and in the Mishnah Basra, but the point is the same point. What kind of kinyan? How do they make a kinyan on that? They're basically making a kinyan. They're not going to mazik each other with Hezek Gavriel. So that's not enough to be mishabed in a chosam.
The way Rashi describes a kinyan beruchos though also doesn't sound like it's a kinyan to be masalik Hezek Gavriel.
Yeah, of course, because Rashi going in Mishnah Basra. The Gemara of Adis in Mishnah Basra, the Gemara about kikonu miyodu mayhave and then kikonu miyodu and kikonu miyodu beruchos, that Gemara is embedded in the Mishnah Basra. It's asking on the Mishnah Basra that the rotsu was to make a chalukah. Who cares if they wanted to make a chalukah? There was no kinyan. Yes, there was a kinyan, but it's a kinyan varm to make a chalukah. Why is it binding? Shikhanu biyod na beruchah is avada. The Gemara b'mkoyma is going in the Lishna Basra. But Rashi is telling me that the same question and the same teretz would be each equally cogent for the Lishna Kama, with suitable minor adjustments. Because in the same way when you're talking about a haskama to make a chalukah, but where's the kinyan? And even if there is a kinyan, it's a kinyan varm. So when you're talking about a haskama to not be masik each other with Hezek Gavriel, but where's the kinyan? And even if there is, it's a kinyan varm. And the same teretz, shikhanu biyod na beruchah.
The Rashi and Gimel Manasseh, Rabbi just pointed out, at the time of the Ratzu, doesn't Rashi make it sound like they both agreed with Kotel Avanim? Not that they just wanted Nisarim and Chayv of Chamim for Avanim. Hisnu Lechogah with Kotel Avanim.
She Hisnu Lechogah with Kotel Avanim. Yeah, I hear. Good point. That's a good point. Hisnu Lechogah with Kotel Avanim. Maybe that's after the Kamash one. In the Havamina, it's only Nesarim Dakim. So he was only masking to build Nesarim Dakim. But there's a Chivim Chachamim. The Kamash one is, and now it's a Chivim Chachamim, so the Haskamim and the Haskamim includes that too. That's why you have to give up from the Karka. So Rashi over there says them, it's the that they were masking for Christ Lavanim. That's why you have to give up Gimel Tvachim. if you're only masking to Nisarim, that can, wouldn't have to give up Gimel Tochim. So that's in a Chanami. That's the Seder Advarim in the Gemara. If the Mishnah had not said the Bainim is the Kaisel Bam, so I would have said he was masking to a Kaisel of Nisarim Dakin. I asked the Bil Gilu Gazes, Chivim Chachamim. But why should he give up Gimel Tochim for the Chivim Chachamim? So Kamashmalon, the Kamashmalon is that once Chachamim were Chayiv to build a Kaisel of Gilu Gazes, then that goes into his Askama, that's why he has to give up the Gimel Tochim. So now Aliba the Emes, his Askama was to build a Kaisel of Avonim. Not Kamina that he has to give the Kakatum.
I just don't understand the most simple part of all this, which is if the Hezekri Lashmeh Hezek, so Hezekri isn't a concern, it doesn't exist. So why is he agreeing to get rid of Hezekri?
Well, so I think that's actually Hezekri doesn't exist. That talk is part of what it says, but it's not that Hezekri doesn't exist. Hezekri doesn't rise to the level of being actionable. There's no tefiyas hachokas nezokin in Hezekri, but it's still a thing. It also might have to do with the issue, which we haven't talked about, but the Achayim are busy with, and the Yukam Rishonim. Lamander Hezekri Lashmeh Hezek, what's the pshat? Is the pshat that you'll do divrei atzneya, and it's not so terrible that people are going to look at you. What does it mean? Really, you're not going to be able to do divrei atzneya. But not being able to do divrei atzneya is also not a nezik. So you'll do other divrei. Let me put it like this. The Gemara said later that even the Mandar Hezek be a Lashme Hezek. But from a Gag to a Chotzer, there's Hezek. So Rashi says, because from a Gag to a Chotzer, he doesn't know when to be Nizer, not to do Divrei Hatzneah. So it's Mavun Rashi that even the Mandar Hezek be a Lashme Hezek. In a case where you are going to be doing Divrei Hatzneah and you can't be nizer not to do Divrei Hatzneah, then there really is a hezek if people look at you. So now, Yesh Lodun. So Yesh Lodun. So what does it say? So it says, why mechatz lechatzer is hezek yulash mehezek? Apparently, because you could be, from mechatz lechatzer, you could be nizer not to do Divrei Hatzneah. And apparently the fact that you have to be Nizer not to do Divrei Hatzneah doesn't rise to the level of being a Hezek. So right away, that's an answer to your question. It's not that it has no effect, Hezek, for you. It certainly has an effect. It makes me need to be Nizer not to do Divrei Hatzneah. But that's Lav Shmei Hezek. I can't be Tevei HaChokot Nezokon on that account. But it certainly would be a luxury for me to be able to do the Ratzneah without being Nizer. So they could make a kinyan on that luxury. The Achayin HaMadan, what about Laman Dabar Hezek via Shmei Hezek? What's the pshat on that? Is the pshat that he holds that itself is Taka Nezek, the needing to be Nizer not to do the Ratzneah is itself the Nezek? Or is it that the Man Dabar Hezek via Shmei Hezek holds that you won't be able to be Nizer not to do Divrei Hatzneah, and he's going to look at you, and that's about it. So that's Yesh Lodin Madover, and maybe this Dukum and Rishonim. That's not a concern right now. But really, Inyam, your question, this is enough. The Madar Hezek Liri Hil Ashma Hezek, it's Mufurish Nakamar. It doesn't mean Hezek Liri is nothing. It means you could be Nizer not to do Divrei Hatzneah.
Rashi says bonim kosel shel avonim, and then again he says guda kosel avonim, keeps emphasizing avonim. That's because it's coming after the kamash malah, that's why he keeps emphasizing avonim, that once we're talking about kosel, then like shabbatasra, it's only mashma avonim.
Yeah, okay, maybe. Okay, let's go on to the Gemara. We only have one more day, so I want to try again. So the Gemara says, Hezek Yulash Mehezek. Sinim gina kaisel kaifim chelkin chalainis der nachman. All the kasses went as. Toshma, v'chei megino. V'chei megino. It says in the Mishnah, v'chei megino, mokum shno gedulu de mechai v'noise. So what's the kasha? What's the kasha? V'chei megino. Okay. Maybe v'chei megino also. He has to build a wall because they were otzo. Rashi doesn't say anything, I think. Right. Same as the Reish. Same as by Chotzer. They have to build a wall because they were Rotzel. So maybe V'chei Megino means V'chei Megino. If they were Rotzel, they have to build a wall. So, V'chei Poshim Shat. Is if it was because they were rotsu, then why would it be tolui in mokum in minagam mokum? By chotzer doesn't say beferish that the needing to build a wall is tolui in minagam mokum. It says once they agreed to build a wall, what kind of wall is tolui in minagam mokum? But by gina it says v'chein begina mokum shenogu livnei smachayim noisi. It seems that the chiyuv to build a wall, that if it's not a mokum shenogu, you don't have to build a wall. If the case is that they agreed to build a wall, so who cares if it's a mokum shenogu? So Be'ech, if they have to build a wall even without Haskama, because the Minigam Mokum is Mechayev them to build a wall. No, it's right, Ezek, Yishmei Hezek. Kach B'Pshutah. We'll see in a second. We'll see Taisus in a second, if Taisus holds away. But that would be L'Chayev Pashav Shah. So my answers. Gina Shaini, Kirab Abba, Domer of Abba, Omer of Unna, Omer Rab, Osel Odom, Lamed, B'Stei Chaveri, B'Shoshi, Amedis, B'Kamei Seh. I can have a chenk toni. I can build the gosses. So my answer is, gina is worse. Even if hezek yilashme hezek, let's see, kavin is an atu dibe yasneya, but in the gina there's a different cheshbon. Not because you're doing dibe in yoni dira, but because there's vegetables growing in the gina, and there'll be nisik from nine har. So even the mandamer hezek yilashme hezek, but in the gina there's hezek yil. So chayre, it says in this gemara that the gina is more chomer than a chutz. In a chutz, it's a machlekes of hezek v'yil shmei hezek alash shmei hezek. In a gina, l'kul yama hezek v'yil shmei hezek. So in this nekudah, it's a machlekes yishayim. The yishayim who have a machlekes, the rush brings a machlekes as follows. It says by Gino, V'chein B'Gino, Mokum Shenogu Livdei Mechayev Anoisim. So the Gemara later on asks, the simple reading of the Mishnah is, V'chein B'Gino, Mokum Shenogu Livdei, that you only have to be going there in a Mokum Shenogu. But then, the Mishnah goes on and says, that B'chotzer, Mokum Shenogu Shaloi Livdei, Ein Mechayev Anoisim. The simple reading of which sounds like, that in a Chotzer, you only don't have to be going there if the minig is not to be going there. But if there's no minig, you do have to be going there. L'chor, if you take the Mishnah face value, it's saying that in a gino, you only have to be goyder if there's a minug to be goyder. But let's say there's no minug at all, then you don't have to be goyder. By a chotzer, it says you only don't have to be goyder if there's a minug not to be goyder. But if there's no minug at all, then you do have to be goyder. So it seemed to be that a chotzer is more chomer than a gino. So the Gemara asks, that can't be. A chotzer can't be more chomer than a gino. About a gino is more chomer than a chotzer. The hezek in a gino is about it worse than the hezek in a chotzer. You'll have to see when we get to that Gemara why that's a poshut, but that's what it says. So therefore the Gemara said, no, that's not pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah means that a gina stam is kemokum shenogu ligdor. And a chotzer stam is kemokum shenogu shalai ligdor. So a gina is more chomer than a chotzer. A gina stam is kemokum shenogu ligdor. A chotzer stam is kemokum shenogu shalai ligdor. Taisus brings the Gemara. So you saw I'm sure you saw the Gemara because Taisus brings it. So the Yishayim of Medayik in the Gemara, that it comes out bottom line, that in a gina, a gina stam is like a mokum shenogu ligdor. But what about a gina in a mokum shenogu? No, a gina stam means a gina in a place where there's no minug. So in a gina, in a place where there's no minug, it's like a place where there's a minug to be goyder, you have to be goyder. But what about a gina in a place where the minug is not to be goyder? Is that an effective minug? A minug not to be goyder, is that a valid minug? So the Rishonim, most Rishonim are medayik from the Lashon of the Mishnah. The Rosh is medayik from the Lashon of the Mishnah. that that apparently would be an effective minug. Then you do not have to be goyder. Gina stam, you have to be goyder, because gina stam is gemokim shenolugalugalugder. But a gina in a place where there's a minug, definitely not to be goyder. It's like, I don't know, it's a communist country. They're not. It's a kibbutz. They're not goyder. So then you don't have to be. You don't have to be goyder in a gina. There's a Rashbu who denies the diuk, but that's what the Rosh takes that diuk for granted. That he takes for granted. That that's says in Mishnah. Only a stam gina you have to be goyder. But a gina b'mokim shenogu shaloi, you don't have to be goyder. He then asks, what about a chotzer? A chotzer in a mokim shenogu shaloi ligdor. Do you also not have to be goyder? Or is the chotzer maybe more chomer? So the Rosh brings 2 days. The Rosh brings one opinion who said, in Agamar it's Mavur that a gina is, the Ein Hor and a gina is worse than a chotzer. In a chotzer it's a machlekes of hezek v'yishmei hezek v'lash me'hezek. In a gina, everybody agrees hezek v'yishmei hezek. So you see a gina is more chomer than a chotzer. And nonetheless, a minug sheloi helps in a gina. If a minug sheloi ligdor helps in a gina, then kala chayim that it helps in a chotzer where there's less hezek v'yishmei. And the Rosh is chaylik. The Rosh is not a right. He says, a gina, if hezek v'yishmei lav shmei hezek, because we don't care about the hezek v'yishmei of dira, but a gina still has hezek v'yishmei in horror that it's going to damage the tomatoes. But lamando ber hezek v'yishmei shmei hezek, and that the hezek v'yishmei of dira, dibei hatznei, and so on, is a hezek, then avada is more in yoni dira in the chotzer than in a gina. No, it's just machlokes how to read the Gemara. The first shita in the Rosh reads the Gemara, say like sort of naively, quote unquote. Just the simple cheshem of the Gemara is in a chotzer hezekri is machlokes. In a gina kliyal ma'amayda, we see that if there's more hezekri in a gina than a chotzer. Well, if we find a kula by a gina that a minig shaloi works, then a kavachayim in a chotzer, because there's more hezekri in a gina than there is in a chotzer. But some of the pshat in that mandomer is that shita holds that a gina is a chotzer plus. It's maybe the simply what emerges from the Gemara. You have the hezekri of deer and a gina too. You see in the Gemara wanted to pray the gina to a chutz. The Gemara said, look, you see a gina, this hezekri, you see hezekri, shmei hezek. The Gemara apparently initially thought that a gina has hezekri, the same as a chutz, because people do in yoni deer and a gina. And you see that hezekri, and you see the hezekri of deer and hatznei is something. So the Gemara said, no, la'olam hezekri, maybe in yoni deer hezekri lash shmei hezek. But in a gina, there's a different kind of hezekriya that it atrophies the tomatoes. So that's a different kind of hezekriya. So comes that bottom line that a gina is like a chotzer plus. You have the hezekriya of dira, because we pass the hezekriya shmei hezek. So we pass the hezekriya of dira is a hezek. And then in a gina, you have the other hezekriya too, the hezekriya of ayin hara. So a gina is like a double whammy of hezekriya. So if we make it by a gina, we can certainly make it by a chotzer. And they also know it's not muchach. There's two different kinds of hezekriya. There's the hezekriya of dira and the hezekriya of ayin hara. In the hezekriya of ayin hara, a gina is more than a chotzer. But in the hezekriya of dira, a chotzer is more than a gina, because in ikir in yonei dira, you do in a chotzer, not in a gina. Like Rashi said at the beginning of the Masechta, that their ikir dira was in the chotzer shibul shalifnei habatim. This is maybe part of what Rashi stressed of why Rashi stressed that the chotzer was the ikir, it was the ikir mokum dira. A gina is much less. So the Gemara and the Chachilah thought the problem in a gina is that even the dira of a gina has hezekriya. So the Gemara said, oh, you see, Araya hezekriya shmei hezek. You see, even in a gina there's hezekriya. So the Gemara's answer is, no, a gina is a different hezekriya. It's hezekriya of ayin hara. But the hezekriya of dira maybe is nothing. But we pass in the hezekriya of dira is something. But the hezekriya of dira in a chotzer is about a more common than the hezekriya of dira in a gina. And maybe that you can't be meichel on. The Chayim even say Hezbeh, the financial hezekri, it could be Meichel, it could be a minig shaloi. Because the minig, a moment is it could be Meichel. So the minig in that mokum is to be Meichel on the damage of the tomatoes. But on the personal hezekri, that's like the Kraxus. See, maybe in that the minig's not binding. People over there don't care that the nizik, but I that's not a binding minig. I'll show you Taisus. I think Taisus said, "There's a gila had Taisus holds in this machlekes." Taisus says, "Tashma v'chein begina." It's a very short Taisus. Tashma v'chein begina. So Taisus, L'kamen maskine dofi gomer, v'chein begin is tam, kemokam shenog l'gdu dofi. Hilkuch dayach shapir, dehezik v'yishmei hezik. Very cryptic Tosus. Tosus says the whole kash of the Gemara from Gino is because the Gemara knows the Gemara later. Our Gemara knows the Gemara later on that v'chein begino means that a gina stam is kemokam shenogu lugda. That's why the Gemara thinks that this is right as hezik v'yishmei hezik. But if the Gemara hadn't known that, then we wouldn't have a kash of it. Pshuta, what does Tosus want? When we were reading the Gemara, we said, well, the Gemara is poshut. You don't need to know the Gemara later on. Even if you don't know the Gemara later on, if you read the Gemara and you read the Mishnah kipshutle, not like the Gemara later on explains, that v'chein begino mokim shenogu l'gdo v'mechayv v'noisei means in a gino, if the minig is to be goyder, you have to be goyder. The Gemara says that can't be. You can't be more chomer than less chomer than a chotzer. But even if that would have been the pshat in the Mishnah, in a place where they're goyder, you have to be goyder. In a locality where they're goyder, you have to be goyder. It would still be a diuk. Why do you have to be goyder? Just because people over here are goyder. Why do I have to be goyder? Because they're goyder. Hezek yulash me hezek.
Rabbi?
Yeah?
Why wouldn't there be a diuk the other way? That if it says v'chein begina makum shenogu lichtar, then that's when you do it. Isn't the diuk the other way? That oh, if it's a makum shenogu lichtar, then you don't have to. That's why the Gemara has to add the
kit,
because otherwise you would have a
diet
the other way.
I mean, if you know you have to go there, and a but it's time you don't have to go there, so it would be a raya that has a kriya, lav shmei hezek. But Bem, is you right? And why would you have to go there in a mokum shenogu l'gdor? Apparently, Tosus holds. Well, you're right. What you're saying is true, but you also see, I think both things are true. Tosus apparently holds that if Hezek, even if Hezek is Lashme Hezek, but in a place where the minig is to be goyder, you have to be goyder anyway. So had the Mishnah meant Kipshutoi, you only have to be goyder in a Mokum Shenogu Lichtar, but Stam, you don't have to be goyder, that would be fine. Look, like that would go very well with holding the Hezek Lashme Hezek. So Stam, you don't have to be goyder, because Hezek Lashme Hezek. In a place where the minig is to be goyder, that's different. In a place where the minig is to be goyder, then the minig is Mechayim. In this place, if the minig is mechay, even hezek yilashmi hezek, maybe it goes to what you said before, hezek yilashmi hezek doesn't mean that it's nothing. It means it's not actionable. But in the place where there's a minig, that we go there for that anyway, so then the minig, we mechay, we didn't minig. Now I don't remember the cheshbon. Why isn't Muchach in this Tosus like the Rosh? I had a cheshbon, now I don't remember it. That it's Muchach in this Tosus like the Rosh. I'm sure. I thought I had a cheshbon that it's muchach like the Rosh. Now I'm not. Now it's not. I'm not seeing it. I don't know if it's a mistake or I don't know. I want to leave you with one thing to think about. So what does it say in the Gemara over here about Gino? It says in the Mishnah that a Gino stam you have to be good. Gemara says, if Hezek Yishmei Hezek, so we understand it very well. Hezek, if I get anymore, I want to bring Rai from there, Hezek Yishmei Hezek. Because Hezekiah, apparently in the beginning, there's Hezekiah too. The regular Hezekiah. But if you hold Hezekiah Lashme Hezek, then it's more challenging. So we answer, well, again, there's a different kind of Hezekiah, Ayin Har. Kach e-kach, it says in the Mishnah that you do have to be Goyder. You have to make a Geder, Dalet Amos, presumably. You have to make a Kaisel, let's Mesalak Hezekiah. Either because of the plain ordinary Hezekiah, if Hezekiah Shmei Hezek, or because of the Ayin Har, the Hezekiah, the Mandam Hezekiah, Lach Shmei Hezek. The Rambam asks that a gino does not need a kaisel dalet ames at all. All you need is a kaisel asarat tefachim. That you shouldn't be nitpas olav kaganov. That you should be able to be nitpas olav kaganov. It's like based on the Gemara later on, Dafavim a base. The Gemara says that between two gagin, you don't need a kaisel of hezekriya. Apparently, it's not such a mokum of tashmish. But you need to have a kaisel asara. Rav Nachman said, "Machlekes Shmuel and Rav Nachman. Shmuel's master, you don't need anything." Rav Nachman said, "No, you need to have a kaisel asara." So the Gemara said, "Why need asara? If hezekriya, it's not enough. And for nitpas a little blaganov, so make a mesipas balma." So the Gemara answers that if he just had a mesipas balma, the guy could, if you quote him on the other side of the red line, he'll say, "I tripped over." So you need something that's so tall that he can't say, "I just tripped over it." So you need a mechitza asar tefachim, not talar amos, but you need asar tefachim. For nitpas olav laganov, you need asar tefachim. The halacha is like a Nachman. So therefore, and therefore by shnei gagin, you have to have a asar tefachim. So the Rambam says the gina is the same thing. A gina, all you need, you don't need a kaisel of talar amos. All you need is a mechitza of asar tefachim to be nitpas olav laganov. But it has to be Gvil Vagosus Kiminig Amadino. Because he reads it into the Mishnah. He reads the Mishnah that when the Mishnah says Vachem Vagino, it means in a Gino you have to make a wall of Gvil Vagosus Kiminig Amadino. Not Dalet Amos. It's not Hezek Rio. I saw a Tfachim for Nitbusol of Kigan. So Ram is very shver. It's against Agamara. Agamara says that Gino needs a, you need a crystal by a Gino for Hezek Rio. First thing we want to bring right from your Hezekiah Shmei Hezek. Maybe it's not the regular Hezekiah, it's the Hezekiah of Ayin Hara. But one way or another, the Gemara took for granted that we're talking about here a Kaisel of Dalet Amos for Hezekiah. If it's a Kaisel of Nitpasel of Kaganev, Asar Tochim, it has nothing to do with Hezekiah, and there's no Raya that Hezekiah Shmei Hezek, and there's no need to come on to Ayin Hara, it's Tam Poshet. You may get Nechami. Gina Taka does not need a Kaisel of Dalet Amos. It doesn't because all you're worried about you talk it, but the Gvil Vagosis of Gino is the Gvil Vagosis of Nitpasol of Kaganov. So the Rambam is against the Gemara. He's against the Salkadaitich Gemara. He's against the Teretz of the Gemara. He's against the Gemara of coming and going. So the Migdal Eis brings there a tshuva from the Rambam. But the Rambam was asked about this from Chachmi Lunil, from Chachmi Provence. The Ram wrote them back, he said that big chacham like you shouldn't have asked me such a question. He says, Avada, the Gemara is a dichuya ba'alma. It's ayin hara, it's a midas chasidus. And in a gino, Avada is no hezekriya. The regular hezekriya of dira, Avada, you don't have an in a gino. It's no worse than a gag. No better than a gag. And ayin hara is a midas chasidus, not to look at somebody's vegetables. So Avada, that's not pshat. The poshet, it's a dichuya ba'alma, and the emes of pshat in the mission of Gino is that it's asar tefachim to be nitpasol of kaganov. That's the alma. So it's very shrei alma. Dichuya ba'alma. Normally, dichuya ba'alma means, let's say, you have a gemara where the gemara initially thinks that the mishnah means A, and therefore it's a raya to some position, and a kasha on some other position. You know, let's say Yamachik Sabai Rova, and Rova brings a raya from the mishnah. And Abai says a teretz. He says a teretz. So the Paiska might say, well, Abai's teretz is a dichui ba'alma. It's a doicha kavara de emes legrova. The Mishnah means what we originally thought that it means. That's a dichui ba'alma. Meaning, the Gemara initially had a certain understanding of the Mishnah. It presents some kind of problem. So the Gemara said a teretz, but that teretz is a doicha kavara de emes, is that it's a good riot. That it's a riot to the original position. That's where we have dichui ba'alma. But here, what dichui ba'alma? It's not like the The Chuy Balam makes it sound like the Gemara's Teretz of Ayin Horus is a Doichuk. Okay, the Gemara's Teretz of Ayin Horus is a Doichuk, so we'll go back to what we originally thought, that it's a regular Hezekriya. But the Ram doesn't pass on that either. The Ram's just not like the Gemara. It's not like he's not like the Teretz of the Gemara of Ayin Horus. He's not like the Gemara. The Gemara originally brought a Raya from Gino to the Din of Hezekriya Shmei Hezek, which is the way we pass on. We pass on the Hezekriya Shmei Hezek. We brought a Raya from Gino, Shalom Al Yisrael. Very good. So then we're at a kasha and a lishna kama. What about the mandamer hezekri lashme hezek, whom we don't hold like? So he said the teretz of ayin horos. He could say that was a dichuy ba'alma. The emes is hezekri shmei hezek and it's takanalas ayin horos. That's the regular hezekri. That would make sense. I could say. I could say this whole ayin horos business is a deichet. The world, the lishna kama needed to say it, but we all like lishna basa. We don't need to say it. We'll go back to the original hanocha that it's a regular hezekri. But it's a regular hezekri dalar amos. The Rambam just ignores this whole Gemara. The Gemara coming and go. The Gemara in the Kasha didn't think. Our Gemara, at no point in our Gemara did it ever dawn on the Gemara that Gino is a Sarat Vachim for Nitbisol of Kaganov. Then the whole Gemara would never have started. Our Gemara took for granted both the Makshin and the Tatsum. Our Gemara took for granted the whole way through. We're talking about a Mechitza of Asarat Vachim, a Kaisel of Asarat. I'm sorry, we're talking about a Kaisel of Dalet Amis, of Hezek Re'il. That's why it's Raya Hezek Re'ish Mehezek. We're doiched. I don't know. Maybe it's a different kind of ayin. It's a different kind of hezekriya of ayin hara. Whatever it is, but for the whole gemara from beginning till the end, from aleph to top, our gemara is talking about a crystal of dalet amos for one kind of hezekriya or another. And our gemara just takes a whole gemara, throws it out the window. It's a dichuy. It's a doiched. It's a dichuy ba'alma. What dichuy ba'alma? You can't take a whole gemara and say it's a dichuy ba'alma. So that's the pella de gram. So okay. So this will revisit tomorrow. So Aaron has interesting things to say, but not all of which we're going to be able to say over, because some of it requires the Tosis of Lefichach. I'll tell you some of it, and some of it we'll wait till after we do Tosis of Lefichach. I want to get tomorrow till after Nafal Shining. I hope to follow that.